This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold.
I wanted to make a deposit, but I had a million things to do that day, so I didn't want to spend a long time waiting in line behind a douchebag without proper identification or some loser trying to open a checking account with $20.
Oh. We could tell he was a very busy and important customer, so we led him straight to our VIP banking teller. But he refused.
I told the morons that I'd rather eat a raw turd than have to sit and listen to their pathetic little pitch about money market funds, CDs, or squirrel Christmas accounts. Oh. I told them I'd just walk up to the drive-thru ATM. Thank you very much.
The man was about to go out to use the ATM, but we pointed out the armored car in the parking lot.
Oh. Luckily, the manager spotted a terribly dangerous situation. There was an armored car at the bank. Statistically, you know, 9 out of 10 bank robberies happen when the security vehicles are around. At the same time, I noticed there was a tanker truck filling the tanks at the gas station across the street.
Oh, boy.
This was the perfect storm.
The man seemed rather nervous, paranoid, and suspicious.
Uh-huh.
So we could tell he was exactly the sort of customer we wanted at the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold.
I could tell something was going on and they were going to rape me on the service charges and loan rates.
Yeah.
Perfect.
In the end, we recommended he try a different bank down the street. Mm. We didn't need the headache.
I could tell they didn't know what they were doing, and they finally admitted that the bank down the street had better facilities. I left immediately and stopped at Starbucks on the way.
I don't think the guy ever did open an account.
My whole day turned into a storm. I got nothing done. I'm probably going to have Joni or Dee take care of it later this week after I do a bit more research. By the way, did you see this article in the Wall Street Journal last week? It's fascinating.
The First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold. At the First Bank that treats you like you're Tom Griswold, it's gonna be smooth sailing all the
way. Oh, speaking of sailing, this will only make sense if you're a sailor. Similarly, in the film Master Commander, much of it won't make any sense unless you sail.
Excuse me, your part of the commercial is done. This is the announcer tagline out, and then the music ends.
By the way, this background music is abysmal. I'll have Steve lay down some organ tracks for you to use.
Well, we're almost done here.
I'll have the music bed to you in 3 weeks.
Great, sounds good.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'll tell you what, one delicious man is that Al Jackson fella. And there he is right there.
Hi, Al.
I like that. What's up, brother? I feel like you guys may have become innovators in, like, let's start eating gigantic meals pre-9 a.m. Like, I'm down with that. Like, if somebody's like, yo, we're having Thanksgiving dinner at 3, no, 7:30 a.m., I'll be like, I'll be there. Yeah. No one's going to miss that.
Yes. Yeah, there's a certain
You have, like, 2 days, you know, I'm here for it.
I used to get into this argument.
I was just going to say, I remember distinctly one Thanksgiving where somebody was having their meal start at like 2 and you were losing your mind about it.
Oh,
right.
No, what time should it start, Tom?
Well, no, it was starting at 11.
Are you sure?
11.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Wow.
No, we eat at 2. I like to eat early.
Because then people can go to the second house, because a lot of people have two Thanksgivings. So somebody eats.
Okay, well, Christy, I want to ask you about that, because you spark thoughts in me all the time. How do you feel about, would you rather be the first house or the second house? Because
first.
I don't like being the first house.
No, I like being the first.
Talk to me. Why?
Because I get people in, out. 6 o'clock, it's all cleaned up and done.
Ooh.
Huh. Nice. Doesn't sound like enjoy yourself.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you can't stand your family.
All right.
I did not say that. But
you can't go home. You can't stay here. Let's go.
You just want them out.
You know, the second house is the fun drinking house. So that's going to be a younger demo, because you can't get that hammer around your aunt and uncle that are in their late 80s. So yeah, the second house is like the party house where people just go, and you just, it's like they have symbolic turkey, but there's also a huge bottle of Hennessy. You're like, okay.
Yeah. In my defense, every other year I'm the second house, because then we just stay the whole time and, you know, drink it up. But that's
there
this
you
year.
Go.
Okay. Now,
there you go.
Board games and drinking.
Al Jackson is a stand-up comedian. He's also one of the hosts of DBL, the Daily Blast Live. Been watching this more and more. I was watching just the other day. You had a lot of interesting things to say about Dave Chappelle and that kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And nobody died, right? Everybody's okay?
Everybody's okay.
Those were just words up there? Okay. He was...
That used to be what comics did, is they talked about really difficult subjects. I remember I got a chance to know and work with the late, great Robert Schimmel, who I credit with really sparking my first interest in stand-up when I was probably 10 or 11. I didn't even know what stand-up was. And I remember watching my mom and my aunt look at this bald white dude who was saying stuff that I didn't understand, because he was making, you know, D jokes, and he was making them laugh. And I was like, what is this dude saying that's like resonating with my people? So like, I ended up hanging out with Robert Schimmel, and he had cancer, and he had like a 30 minute bit with video and pictures of him going through chemo. And it's like, that's what's the, and it was hilarious. He had one picture I'll never forget. It was him in a hospital bed looking more than half dead. And, you know, the audience kind of gasps, and he's on the side of the stage with a mic, and he goes, this is my face when I found out that Dat Fan won Last Comic Standing. It was so beautiful. And it's like, it's the most, without that, it's just a sad picture of a sick man.
Yeah, Robert's book is
but
called.
Comics, he's the best.
It's called Cancer on $5 a Day, I think it is. Something like that.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, we have a lot to get to, but before we get to it, Al, part of this show is you teaching me the language, phrases particularly. And I don't know if you guys are going to talk about this on DBL, but they've just released the new 500 words allowed in Scrabble.
Oh, Al, he is so upset about this.
I'm not happy about
this,
Al.
He's a Scrabble purist. It's like some guy somewhere when they said, well, the designated hitter is going to be in the National League. That guy with bananas, too. And this is what Tom is with the Scrabble thing.
But, I mean,
I'm worried that I might be on Tom's side on this side, Jake. Let me hear. What are you mad about, Tom?
All right.
Well, they're allowing words that aren't words. They're allowing abbreviations.
What do you mean?
Throw them some examples.
Where do I put the story here? You've got it over there, Christy.
Approximately 500 new words have been added to the usable words in the game Scrabble. Recent additions include Stan.
Okay, what's Stan?
Stan is another word for a fan, isn't it?
Mm. Right. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eminem. Yeah, does that come from the Eminem song? It's kind of a. It's not necessarily a positive thing.
No.
No.
No. It's like a crazy fan. But you know what's weird? It's like now I've seen Stan defined in urban dictionaries as a Stanley, like a nerd fan. And it's so interesting that word's been around so long that it's almost not even associated with Eminem anymore.
Wow.
Only people like our age remember that Stan was a song about a crazy fan from Eminem. Now, like, kids are just like a Stanley, like a nerd, crazy nerd fan. But no, that comes from Eminem for sure.
Huh. So slang is okay. Okay, how about the word zook?
Is that on is Scrabble?
Is it short for zucchini?
I don't know.
Z-U-K-E, zook.
It says food related.
Yeah, so I'm sure it is.
Oh, or is that put in the microwave? Zook it?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it just...
No.
Zoodle's on there now.
Zoodle?
That's zucchini noodle.
Zucchini noodles. Everybody, yeah, that's pretty common.
I'll accept that because it's in the grocery store, but zook is like a word I've never heard before. And if I did find out that was acceptable, we were playing Scrabble, like, game's over.
Yeah,
I'm you can just say anything.
It means zucchini.
Now, Al, when we play, we always, it's an automatic double word score if it's a word you can't say on radio or television.
Oh.
So that so we, what you want to get is, so you're looking at like the F word, the S word.
So if you put the F word or the S word over a double word score,
it's
on
quadruple.
The board, it's quadrupled. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's game over.
Yeah. Yeah, but that makes it fun, certainly. But they're just adding like guac, G-U-A-C.
Yeah, short for guacamole.
But I mean.
Oh, sitch too, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of okay with those, just because guac is such a regular word in our day to day. I will accept guac. If somebody said, "Hey Tom, you're looking good. Why don't you come over for some chips and some guacamole?" You'd be like, "What's wrong with you? Chips and guac." No. You know, so like,
I'll take guac over sitch for sure.
How about sitch is like, stop it.
How about faux hawk?
Yeah, I mean that's kind of become a proper noun in terms of
yeah. It's like a hairstyle.
Is that hyphenated though?
No, it's two. It's just total
F-A-U-X-H-A-W-K. That's going to be worth a lot of points.
Mm-hmm. Tell that's game over too. Especially if you can get that X somewhere.
So it's becoming more and more like the Urban Dictionary and more and more slangy.
Yeah,
I just didn't want it to be something like you could put like TLC or MBA or something.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I don't know. Some of these are pretty close to that.
But it might happen. I mean, they're trying to keep a younger demographic.
You can do Marg for Margarita.
Oh, Margs. Margs.
I'll take a Marg.
Yeah.
Marg. A Marg?
Yeah, yes. That's big.
It is big. Marge and guac.
Want a strawberry Marg?
Marg and guac?
Yeah.
Oh, like, Marg's and guac is a great restaurant name.
And Marg and guac. Ooh. It sounds like the two cousins that, you know. We only have them over Christmas.
Sure. Yeah.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey. Denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Well, Al, why don't you teach me some real language from the street? What's going on?
Tom, I'm here for you in the street. They were asking about you. They said they missed you. And the streets wanted to know, Tom, what does dumb nice mean? How would you use that phrase, dumb nice?
Dumb nice.
D-U-M-B-N-I-C-E.
Is it obvious?
Maybe.
Is it someone who's ignorant and yet pleasant to be around and easy to interact with? They're dumb.
No, those would be the two cousins you were just describing.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
This would be a phrase that it's a positive phrase.
That's really dumb nice.
Oh, so I went over to the restaurant and I asked, could you give me some ranch? Because I like ranch dressing. And they brought back two containers. It was so dumb nice of him.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Does that sound okay? No?
No, that's not quite it. But I like that you guys are so pleasant with it, because it really is a good thing. Willie, you got a guess for me?
So I've heard the expression dummy thick, as in she dummy thick, and dummy kind of just means extra. She's extra thick. So does dumb nice, is it kind of in the vein of dummy thick? Does that mean someone's just extra nice?
That's what I tried. Yeah, you said no.
You're using the extra part right. Dumb, that just means extra, but... The nice can be other than a personality trait. You can be, if you're nice with it, that means you can say, you know, I went and saw Willie. I didn't know he DJ'd on the, he's nice with it. Mm-hmm. So if you said, I went and saw him, he's dumb nice with it. That means like he's really good with something. So it's a positive thing. It just means like just being nice with something means like, oh, he's good at basketball or racquetball, whatever. But dumb nice means you're like really good at it. So Tom, I ask you to now that you have been hit by the streets to please use them nice in the proper way.
I'll tell you what, we had the guys from Big Green Egg in this morning, and they were cooking on those Big Green Eggs outside. I'll tell you what, everything they made was dumb nice.
They were dumb nice chefs.
Yeah.
You know what? Other than when you actually use the words you're supposed to and they really sound clunky and weird, that's okay. Yeah.
That's correct.
Dumb nice. You know, it's not a commercial. Just use it conversationally.
It would just be like a skill. Yeah, you would just say like, just you wouldn't even have to talk about you just say they're cooking like, hey, look, I thought I could cook Thanksgiving. I've been doing it for 10 years, but I saw them. They were dumb nice with it. I'm like, from now on, I'm ordering from them.
You have to.
That's
hear the
how
difference.
You say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you taste that lamb, bitch? That was dumb nice. How'd I do?
You know, Al, you're on a TV show.
No.
Al, you don't need this.
I can't be the only one thinking. I'm so glad you still call us.
Yes,
Al. That's all.
Me
I mean,
too.
My God,
that's you
all
sure
I
don't
say.
Have to.
Nope. You guys sound like that relative that did something really offensive at Thanksgiving last year. That's like, I'm glad you still call me. Tell your mom I still love her. I may have said no.
Chick is implying that when I use the words you present to me, I am surrounding them with...
No, I'm saying you use them like a television or a radio TV announcer.
Yes.
You know, those are really dumb nice. You know, you're kind of incapable of casual conversation anyway. You know that.
Right.
You're kind of on the radio in your brain all the time.
Right.
No matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to enunciate.
I'm not buying it. I think you're insane is what I think you should lean on.
So are you saying when I use those words...
No matter what they are.
That Al gives me...
No matter how you understand
them. They stick
them.
Out from the rest of the sentence.
Yes.
It's like the way when certain announcers... of Spanish speaking heritage or on the radio, and then everything sounds they don't have an accent at all. Then they get to their name, and all of a sudden it's
yes.
And I'm
writing
also what, you know?
Yes,
they suddenly go into full.
You know the one that is. Puerto
you mean when
Rico.
They properly pronounce their names? Yeah.
No, or when they say Puerto Rico. If they're from Puerto Rico,
yeah,
Puerto Rico,
yeah, it all of a sudden it becomes that,
which is fine. I'm just so you're
how it's pronounced.
You're suggesting that I do that?
Yeah.
Well, that
Puerto Rico. That's how I say it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're dumb nice for being funny.
Those, yeah, it's hard with those languages, though, Tom, because like Italian, Spanish, they're such beautiful languages. And like people are like, hey, when you're in another country, don't be disrespectful. Try and speak the language to the most that you can. And I will, but it sounds so bad coming out of with my Ohio accent that it almost seems disrespectful.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't, it just sounds so bad. I mean, you can just tell that it hurts them to hear their language pronounced like that. I'm like, dos botellas de agua. And they're like, all right, dude, just need some water. You know, like, it's just like, it's bad, but I'll always try. Now, Tom, this is what I really want to ask you because this, you know me, I love the little nuances of the language, how the same phrase can be changed a little bit and mean totally different things. And this is one of those situations. So, Tommy, if I said I tricked that off versus tricking off, what are the differences between that? Tricked that off versus tricking off. Let's start one by one. What does trick that off mean?
Mm. I got by using my cleverness, faked my way through, say, all of college. I tricked that off. Would that be good?
That would have been my guess.
Trick that off would be like you had something and you just blew it right in the end. Like let's just picture Josh at a bar and two women come up and they're like, look, we are traveling nurses. We're leaving at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and we want to have an experience with you. We listen to you on the radio. You know, no names, please. Let's just go hang out at our place. And Josh goes, yeah. And, you know, I just got this other new sex toy I can bring it. And they're like, what? No, dude, no, that's gross. And they leave. Josh would be like, I had it in my hand. I tricked that off.
I just tricked
that
off.
Like you have it in your hands and you blow it right at the last second.
Well, girls, I'd be happy to go with you, but this pizza's not going to be here for 10 minutes. Can you hang on?
See, he's implying, Josh, I don't know if you're up to speed on this, but you'd rather eat than almost anything else.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what he's implying.
I think that's what those nurses are hoping
for. Our sex rop has to be put off for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Because I got extra cheese.
Can you at least wait until I'm done?
For God's sake.
You keep going back to the 10 minutes number. Why is it taking him 10 minutes to eat one pizza?
I'm sorry.
You think it's faster?
It was just the consistency of him saying 10 minutes. I was so curious. Is it so vigorous that they wouldn't want to be there for it? Couldn't they just sit with you and enjoy it together?
It's a short period of time. You'd think that even the biggest whores would at least wait a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Lord.
You know what? I shouldn't say
anything. Thank you, Al.
I'm sorry. Al, so that's tricked off. I understand. Now, the other one is...
trick that off.
What's the second phrase?
We've got to find
tricking it. Off. Now, Tom, what do you think tricking off is? It's not... If you looked at a chicken, you were like, hey, look, I think you're really tricking off right now. It's not a great thing. What would you be telling
And it's not me having at myself while eating a bowl of tricks.
Would it be exaggerating? Exaggerating. Would it be chick? What he's saying, I don't believe. He's tricking off. This is just fake.
No, it would be in his relation to a woman, probably a romantic relationship. When you're tricking off, you're doing a little, I think you're tricking off a little bit. And it's not cheating. What would you think that is?
Oh, is that you're participating in the relationship, but you're not really into it? No?
It's more like you're participating too much for what they're giving you. So it's like, this new girl that, Josh is dating. I really like her, but like, he bought her a car like in the first month.
Wow.
Come on, bro. It's like 12 months he signed a lease for. He's got a tricking off over there.
I don't think so. I'm not. I mean, during that lap dance, she said she was having car trouble. I thought maybe I could help out.
You know what I'm going to do for you?
Can she get to online school? Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.